For Africans trying to reach Europe, the island of Lampedusa in the Mediterranean Sea is often their first glimpse of a new world. Though tiny, it stands for a grand idea, a mindset that the answer to mass migration starts with charity and coordination. Residents welcome tens of thousands of people each year chasing their aspirations for a better life on distant shores. On July 4th, at a time when many European member states are tightening immigration restrictions, Pope Leo XIV delivered a mass on the island in defense of human dignity. He found a friendly audience. Migration is so politicized, a European official told Monitor reporter Mark Sappenfield, but here, there is a pride in this humanitarian spirit. It's Tuesday, July 7th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The European Union dispatched help to southern Europe to combat a number of wildfires. As prolonged heat and strong winds drive multiple outbreaks in France, Greece, Portugal, and Spain, the EU's civil protection and humanitarian aid operations has mobilized planes, vehicles, and hundreds of firefighters to help. In France, more than 10,000 people have fled advancing fires. The Tour de France bicycle race has banned bystanders alongside a route near the blazes so that firefighters have clear access. About 500 residents have been evacuated in Spain's Castellón province. Portugal is making progress, with 80% of its largest fire now contained. Massachusetts is set to eliminate deadlines to prosecute rape cases with a DNA match. The state's 15-year deadline to prosecute rape cases, even when DNA links a suspect to the crime, is among the shortest in the country. Under a provision in the annual budget, which Democratic Governor Mara Healey pledged to sign, prosecutors could bring charges indefinitely if DNA evidence emerges after the 15-year window. By 2013, at least 35 states had passed DNA exceptions or eliminated the statute of limitations for sexual assault. Massachusetts has not altered its statute since 1996. Also, Europe's air has been getting cleaner over the past decade. The latest annual assessment by the European Union's Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service, also known as CAMS, found air quality continued to improve in 2025 for most major pollutants, as stricter air pollution control policies helped reduce emissions. CAM said existing policies are expected to continue lowering emissions by driving the replacement of older vehicles and home heating systems with cleaner alternatives and requiring industrial facilities operating under new permits to meet stricter emission limits. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. The Supreme Court's latest term featured landmark cases on presidential authority. While the High Court deepened the president's power over the executive branch, the justices also restrained it in some areas. Henry Gass reports for the Monitor. Before the U.S.-Israeli war, the Iranian regime appeared to face an existential threat stemming from its violent repression of dissent in January and chronic grievances over corruption and the economy. But now the Islamic Republic is exuding bold confidence. Scott Peterson reports from London for the Monitor. Lampedusa is Europe's primary entry point for migrants coming from Africa, a situation that those on the island welcome. Even as European mainlanders fiercely debate migration, Lampedusans view providing a safe harbor to newcomers as a sacred trust. Mark Sappenfield reports from Lampedusa, Italy, for the Monitor. Some World Cup fans are building community by meeting up for gatherings where they trade stickers of tournament players, symbols, teams, and stadiums. Olivia Fletcher and Donald Keogh report from Cambridge, Massachusetts for The Monitor. Route 66, developed as a commercial corridor and known for neon signs, has sites that speak to America's spiritual side as well. In the 1800s, a Methodist congregation pushed across the country's frontier to Missouri and put down roots that remain today. Harry Brunius reports from Greene County, Missouri for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on local journalism's unique niche in the U.S. Across the United States, a significant number of communities are experiencing a resurgence in the availability of local news from an evolving range of nonprofit outlets that are carving out a unique hometown niche. In recent decades, competition and changing readership patterns have led to the closure or downsizing of multiple city or statewide newspapers. At the same time, however, hundreds of local news outlets are springing up to fill the gaps. An October 2025 report counted more than 300 local news startups in the past 5 years across virtually every state, demonstrating a surge of entrepreneurship that has come along with a wave of philanthropic support. According to the Institute for Nonprofit News, local outlets now make up 54% of its membership. New growth continues to skew local, the Institute's 2026 index reported. All 9 outlets that became members and began publishing in 2025 covered local beats, as did the vast majority of new members in 2024 and 2023. There is a clear desire among American citizens for reliable information that is relevant to their daily life. 80% of U.S. adults see local news as important to the well-being of their community, with 34% saying it is extremely or very important, the Pew Research Center reported in April. Yet, with the proliferation of social media and online sites, a vast majority of the public do not typically pay for such news. That's where nonprofit local news entities are filling a gap and shoring up an essential pillar of U.S. democracy. Information about what's going on in and around one's community, in the town hall, on the school board, or at the state legislature, is critical to civic participation. And evolving coalitions of philanthropic groups, businesses, and individual citizens are stepping up to meet the need. Under this model, local journalism is treated as a public good, essential to civic life, according to Sarah Beth Berman, head of the American Journalism Project. Without local news outlets, Ms. Berman observed in the New York Times earlier this year, communities no longer know themselves, spurring polarization as well as declining civic engagement. Americans tend to trust local media more than national sources. Through local journalism, they learn about their neighbors and neighborhoods and develop shared knowledge and common cultural references and touchpoints. Feeding this pipeline for news that helps communities bond, initiatives such as Report for America are preparing a new generation of reporters. The organization estimates that by this month, it will have placed more than 850 journalists in 465 community newsrooms nationwide. In February, it launched a partnership with Washington State University to cover every county in the state by 2029. Democratic Senator Marco Lies from Edmonds said he supported this project to ensure Washington's communities have the information they need and deserve. Such local journalism, as Mr. Lies noted, is the backbone of a strong independent press, and it's the very foundation of a healthy democracy. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we humbly listen to God's messages, we're guided safely onward. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Emily Staunton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.